God's word for our consideration is the gospel lesson for this morning from Mark. And Mark echoes these words that are placed in the disciples, whether it be Luke or Matthew that you look at. And he says, buried in that text, he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will never pass away. My words will be eternal. Just a small sentence in that text. But that small sentence means so much. I want you to think about your life. And as you think about your life, I want you to think about refrigeration. I want you to think about coolers. I want you to think about ice. I want you to think about how we preserve our food. And I want you to think about this because years ago they used to have ice houses. Ice houses that were constructed with the heaviest of material. No windows. The door fit very close. And some of these ice houses had metal on the inside, but they were to house the ice during spring and summer. That they would go out and cut deep chunks of ice in the rivers or the lakes, and they would cart them to this ice house. If you have ever been to Duluth and looked at the odd shape of that building that looks like it's going to tumble into the lake, there's many stories about what that is. Some say it's an ice house. Some say it was a lookout tower. But whatever, I want you to focus your attention on the ice house. And I want you to focus your attention on a man who went into that ice house, was working, and suddenly he lost his valuable watch. And the floor of this ice house was always straw and hay, so that it would absorb the moisture that dripped from the melting ice. He laborlessly was sweeping the floor, raking the sawdust, fingering the sawdust, trying to find that valuable watch. You see, that watch meant everything to him because it was a heirloom. It was passed down from generation to generation. He couldn't lose that watch. But he finally gave in because he was out of breath, out of strength, and just thoroughly frustrated. He walked out of that ice house, shut the door, walked away. There was a young boy that was on the hillside watching him. He didn't want to really come down and mix because he knew what he was going to do. And after everybody started leaving, he went down, opened up the door silently, closed it behind him, and within a matter of minutes, he came out with that valuable watch that he handed to the person who lost it. And they were all astounded. They couldn't figure out how he could, a small little boy, could do something that a large man couldn't do. They asked him what his secret was. His secret, you see, was that he laid down in the sawdust with no distractions, and he listened. And he heard the tick-tock of the watch. And he knew exactly where it was. He went and picked it up and brought it outside to the man who had lost the watch. What does this have to do with us as the children of God? This Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent. We always think that first Sunday in Advent, that's preparing for Christmas. We've got to prepare for Christmas. We have to have our whole list ready to go. We have to have what kinds of Christmas cookies we're going to bake. We have to find the lists of our children and grandchildren what they want for Christmas. Last year we exchanged names among the adults. This year we say, our daughter-in-law said, well, let's put together our three most desirable gift cards. So that's what we're doing. But I want you to think about Advent. It's preparation for Christmas. After all, we got to put the lights up. We got to put the tree up. We got to put all the house and decorations. We got to show how joyous we are. But think again. First Sunday in Advent. Advent is preparing our hearts and our minds for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, not just at Bethlehem, but coming again a second time. And how he's going to find us. Now, if Lord Jesus came down right now, how would he find us? How would he find you? How would your mindset be? What would you be doing? Would you be preparing for Christmas? Would you be scouring the catalogs that come in the mail? Would you be looking at the Costco magazine and dreaming of something that would adorn your lawn or your house? How would the Lord find you? In Psalm 46, that Martin Luther uses as the basis of his hymn that we sing, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, the psalmist says, be still, be quiet, and know that I am God. You know, our Lord wants us to be quiet at times. He wants us to be still at times. He wants us to hear his word because he says, heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will never pass away. So let me think about what are God's words. God calls us sinners. God calls us horrible, wretched sinners who have strayed like lost sheep. He calls us those people who are in need of leading and guiding and feeding. He calls us the blessed sheep. And what did Jesus say to Peter after Jesus' resurrection and he met him, his disciples at the lake? And he took Peter aside and said, do you love me? And John said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. Three times. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Guide my sheep. Nourish my sheep. Be there. This is what Jesus is telling us as well. And how we be there is in his word. We live lives that are very busy. Karen often does this on a Sunday afternoon. She says, what's our week looking like? What are we going to do? I know you have the Rotary on Monday, but what else do we have to do? And so I got to scour through my phone or my calendar that I have, pastoral calendar, to see what I'm going to be doing this week. I know that on Wednesday I'm going to be here. And we're going to start an Advent series that are three Wednesdays. And we're going to listen to three prominent people. We're going to listen to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. We're going to listen to Mary and the Magnificat. And we're going to listen to Simeon. That's in Luke chapter 2, toward the end of the chapter. And we sing that quite often, the Nunc Dimittis. That's what Simeon's famous for. But that starts on Wednesday. So we know what Wednesday's going to be. What the other days? And of course, my wife, she says, you know, you got to go visit Lorraine. You got to give her a call. You got to go see her. Okay, that's going to be lights, Mike. That's got to be on the calendar for this week. The other thing that I've got going is the circuit meeting at Lake Pepin circuit meeting on the 7th, on Thursday. So my calendar is getting kind of, okay, what do I got to do? I got to start preparing for Christmas service, Christmas Eve. We got to be doing those sorts of things. But how is Jesus going to find me when he comes? I make it a priority to open up the Bible. I make it a priority in my life that no matter what's going on, no matter where I have to be, I need to be in the Word first. I need to be opening up the Bible. I need to be following my devotional, because that's how God feeds me. That's how God leads me. That's how God nourishes my soul. And I can go outside the door with a breath of fresh air and a knowledge that he is there and he is guiding. And I look and I think, okay, God, when is this going to happen? When is heaven and earth going to pass away and your words are going to still be there? When is this going to happen? The Lord doesn't tell us. He doesn't give us a crystal ball, people. He doesn't give us that date of January 24th, 2025. It'll be all over with. How would you live your lives if you heard that? Or if you saw that? Would you be afraid? Yeah. I know I'd be afraid. When my father was dying with cancer in 1989, he asked the radiologist who was radiation therapy, he says, if this doesn't work, how much time do I have? And the doctor said 6 months. My father died 5 months later because he looked at that crystal ball and he saw the date of his death. And he never looked past that date. That's why God doesn't give us a date. He just says, stay awake, stay alert. And the only way we can stay alert and stay awake is gathering in his house to hear his word. Gathering in his house to receive the body and the blood of Jesus Christ given and shed for you for the remission of your sins. And the lifting up of your souls and giving you strength and encouragement and hope. Hope that does not disappoint. That's what Jesus was telling his disciples. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will never pass away. Those are what we have to hang on to. Hope, peace, joy, life, forgiveness. All in Christ. That's what we hang our lives on. That's what we're here for. Hope and nourishment and peace and hope in Jesus Christ. In Christ's holy name. Amen.